Hey, Duke fans, what's up? It's Donald here. Jason's here. This is DBR Bites. I think it's 40. We don't care. It doesn't matter. Duke just won a battle, a huge battle against the Houston Cougars, 54-51. They are on to the Elite Eight. We are here literally 20 minutes after the game is over. We're reacting to stuff. Jason, hi. How you feeling, buddy?
Oh, my God. Great. Oh, my God. I mean... So I actually was able to like stay seated until about, there's about 6 or 7 minutes left in the second half. Like I was doing it. And then I have been like, I'm out of breath. I've been pacing the entire final 6 minutes of this game. I got a better workout than Mark Mitchell did, which ain't saying much, but
look, I was with my best friends. There was a point where I guess it was about like maybe 54 seconds left when Roach hit that like jumper in the lane to put us up six. I like turned and just like high fived. It was like, that's it. But my goodness, Jason,
that wasn't quite it.
But still, I mean, my goodness, that was everything that we thought it would be, right? We knew it was going to be a close game. We knew it was going to be a battle.
It was war. There's no other word for it than that.
Jason and I, when we're done, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ice packs and we're going to put them on our bodies because that's how we feel. I know that's how you feel out there. Jason, we're just here to react to stuff. But Jason, I know you have a couple headlines, but I need you to start with the one that we got 2 hours ago.
All right.
We need you to start with that one.
Yes. Here it is. All right. Now, and I feel sorry for my man, Steven Van Dude. Steven wrote to us at precisely 10:13 p.m., the game started at 9:59. Steven wrote to us, there's less than 15 minutes left in the game. He goes, guys, it's the under 16 timeout of the first half. This game is already over. It was a great year, but Houston is just too good. And then he said, I give you guys full credit to shit on me on the show if we win. Hey, Steven, the shit's about to come, baby.
Come out and play. Look.
Now, wait.
In fairness.
Steven wrote back to us just a short time ago after the game ended, and he said, wow, just wow. I know you guys are going to give it to me, and honestly, I deserve it for doubting March Roach. March Roach marches on!
But Jason, I will say this. We're going to give him a little bit of grace. Read the bottom part of his first email, because he did say that he hoped he was wrong, and that if this is the way that they end up winning, then he'll take the ribbing. If we get the win,
I'll gladly make an ass of myself if it means that we win. Steven, thank you for being an ass.
Hey, we appreciate it. It is not crazy if it works. That is what March is all about. But
yeah, by the way, it is worth noting. Important. This episode is marked explicit. If any of you have small children in the room, get them out because this will
be. We're a little late for the disclaimer, but the disclaimer should be the E next to this title episode, whatever it is that we end up doing this will be in your feeds in the morning. Jason, just take me through your initial emotions. I know we're just going to do this quick. We started out, I felt like we didn't start out slow, but I felt like Houston's motor was on a level that we have not seen from any team that we have faced this year. And somehow it took a little bit, but we gradually were able to match it. And then everything else kind of fell into place.
Yeah, I will go ahead and tell you. So I'd heard from someone very close to the team, frankly, from a parent on the team, that we were going to see a lot of Ryan Young and Kyle Filipowski play together in this game. And I think, look, we're not doing the good and the bad. We're gonna have a full recap later on. But I just want to come right out immediately and say that Ryan Young saved Duke's ass. There's no
warrior shift.
There's no question about that, that Houston was bringing it to Duke. And I think our guys didn't know what to do. Our guards were clearly shell-shocked.
And there's no fault in that, right? Like as a fan watching, we were like, wow. Like I've seen Houston play all year, but Houston came out again on a level that they haven't even played this year.
Oh, the defense that they were playing was absurd. You couldn't even make a simple pass like to someone on the wing. Like you couldn't do anything against them. But I'm telling you, Ryan Young came in and as they pounded on him, he was like, thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. May I have another? and it lifted. It lifted every single one of the other guys on that team. They recognized the effort they had to put in. This was the toughest I've seen a Duke team play clearly all year. I need to go back in my memory and try and find a Duke team that has played this hard against this physical a team, took punch after punch after punch, and managed to be the last one standing at the end.
And I when I was talking about this with my best friends, I told them that this was a heavyweight fight where everyone was throwing haymakers. And it like, again, everyone should feel tired after this game. Fans, the referees, the coaching staff, the players, the band, the cheerleaders, everybody. The ushers that are at the American Airlines Center, everybody should feel like they need an ice pack after the game, because that game was an absolute brawl. And it's funny because when you look at the game, at the end of the game, we were actually screaming for them to foul. Because here's the thing. We had somehow fouls, they had four.
Yeah, I wanted us to foul because there wasn't enough time for Houston to foul us back, so to speak.
Houston up to seven. Yeah.
I actually think, look, by the way, and we'll get into it more when we do a full recap. John Shire's game plan was outstanding in this game. And I thought Shire coached the hell out of this game. And
oh, yeah.
I think that had Houston put the ball in the hands of either of their big men, who were both, you know, I kicked myself when we finished doing the recap, not the recap, the preview of Houston. I went, oh, I meant to mention that their two big men both hit like 55% from the free. They're both terrible, but I never got it. I forgot to mention it when we were talking about it. And then it played out in this game. I think if either of those big men had touched the ball, Shire would have fouled them, but he was afraid to have Duke guys fouling those guards who could be putting up a three-pointer at any moment. I think that's why we let them get that three off, although it was risky to do so, that's for sure.
And funny enough, like I credit our defense too. Again, we're going to deep dive into it tomorrow.
But oh, my God, defense, our defense was unbelievable.
Houston scored 51 points.
Yeah,
it's the second lowest output. We talked to the pregame, exactly. But everyone but Iowa State had really not mastered this, and somehow we were able to keep them to 51 points. While I know offensively it was a chore, but we scored 54 points, and 54 points won a basketball game tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We get the right to go back to Dallas in the Elite Eight and face NC State, who has been playing outstandingly the last 3 weeks. And it will be the third time we have played them in a month.
In like 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, February 28th was the first game. And then we had the game on March, 16th or 14th or 15th. And then tomorrow, as we speak, because we're after midnight, March 31st, the last day of March, we could be playing for a spot in the Final Four with NC State. I'm just absolutely just perplexed that we're here. Like, it's just a world of emotions going on.
You said February 28th. Actually, the NC State game was March 4th, March 14th. And then,
Yep.
And then we will play them again on March 31st. Three times in 1 month, we will play NC State. Hey, I want to bring up one thing really quick. First of all, tip my cap to the courageous, brave, hardworking Houston Cougars. Those guys absolutely played hard enough and deserved to come out with a victory. They just didn't quite get there. And I want to address Jamal Shedd for 1 second.
Yeah.
Tragic and terrible that his career, he's a fifth year? I think he's fifth
year. He's a senior, I believe, yeah, fifth year.
I mean, I know he's a senior. I'm not sure if I forget whether he's fifth year senior or not. But regardless, for his season, for he had one of the great seasons in Houston basketball history. You know, you maybe have to go back to the Clyde Drexlers and Hakeem Olajuwons for a guy who had a season as good as this at Houston. And for it to end like this is so tragic and so unfair. I would have loved to have seen Duke play Houston at full strength. I don't know that we would have won. But you know what, Donald? I could give a fuck. Seriously. I'm not sure if you know this. They don't put an asterisk on the trophy if you beat a team that had an injured player. Don't matter. I don't want to hear. There are people out there on Twitter and elsewhere saying, oh, Duke didn't deserve this. They played Houston without Jamal Shedd. I could give a fuck.
Look, look, the people on Twitter, they're talking a lot of shit tonight. But you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to do it for the next 2 days because Duke plays on Sunday. Duke plays on Sunday for in the Elite Eight for a chance to go to the Final Four. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, people were like, we are going to be out in the first weekend. And now we are talking about being in the Elite Eight. We are on house money, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play with it. Let's see what we can do. But I'm so, so proud of how this team came out, how they responded to the initial punch in the mouth. We've seen them start flat. And again, we'll talk about some of the details. We've seen teams start out flat and they don't recover. This team recovered in a big way. And slowly but surely, once they realized that they didn't have to win the game on one possession, they just clawed back. There was that stretch of like what felt like 8 minutes where neither team scored. It was 10-7 for like a year.
It was 10-7 forever. It was
crazy. And somehow we were able to just continue to stay in the game. And once we took the lead, even though it was back and forth that whole second half, Jason, I don't think we gave up the lead. We had the lead the entire second half, I think, and just absolutely just were able to withstand whatever pressure that Houston gave. And every time we needed a big moment, we got big moments from several guys on the team, whether it be an offense or defense.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I mean, I feel awful. I'm not sure that we've talked. We haven't. This isn't the full pod. So
not the full pod. We're just reacting.
But Jeremy Roach and Tyrese Proctor. Jeremy Roach and Tyrese Proctor. Come on. At both ends, it was Roach on offense and it was Proctor's defense.
Proctor's
defense. LJ Cryer. Let's call it next level. I mean, it was that play where he rips the ball out of Cryer's hands.
And then falls on the ground and grabs it and tosses it to, I think, was it McCain? And then they went the other way.
Come on. That's a winning play. That is my balls are bigger than your balls, and I'm winning this game play. I loved it.
That was I'm not ready to go home yet type of play. These guys played like they're not ready to go home. And I know it may have been slow. It may have been a grind, but we're still here, baby. And we're going to talk more about it later on today, I guess, because it's Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, really quick. The inbox is blowing up. I don't have time to go through all of them, but I've found a couple good headlines so far. Again, if I get some of them out here, then we won't have to do them all tomorrow. Paul Downing gave us Sugar J. Roach, like Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar J. Roach.
That's perfect.
He then said, Captain KO's Houston to deliver Duke to Elite Eight. I love that one, Paul. And then Courtney Kruger, who always gives us the rhymes. Courtney comes with the rhyme here. It's not a full limerick this time, but Courtney just gave us a great one-liner. She goes, Duke finally secured its fate when the clock showed 0.8. Yes, yes, that was true, Courtney. Thank you so much.
I loved it. Hey, we are going to be back at some point today. We're going to do a full recap of this Houston victory. We obviously have another game to prepare for as we get ready for the NC State game and the Elite
I will
Eight
say this. We don't
Sunday.
Need to do a full preview of NC State. If you don't know,
we've seen them
State.
Enough. I will say as we speak, Jason, I don't know that they have released the time, but it will be at either 2:20 PM Eastern time or 5 PM Eastern time. My bet is it's going to be 5.
We're going to get the 5 o'clock. I mean, first of all, the game's being played in Dallas. That's more West Coasty. So,
well, it's Detroit or Dallas. So it's either neither here nor there.
I don't know nothing.
But stay tuned to TBS, the CBS, and all the other S's on channels. But for now, we're going to go put ice packs on our bed. We're going to go to sleep. We're going to think about everything, and we're going to come back. We're going to give you a full recap and a partial preview of the next game. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the Elite Eight. This is so much fun. I'm Donald. He's Jason. This was DBR Bites episode Elite Eight. Doesn't matter. We going out. We up. Duke Band, take us home.
Beat State! Yeah, baby!
Let's go. Let's go.
A friend of mine texted me, goes, I'm not going to fall asleep till 2 a.m. And I'm like, what's sleep?
It's weekend. Weekend. We ain't got time for that.
Oh my
God. We got a game in under 48 hours. Let's go.
Exactly, baby. Exactly.
What DBR Bites is this?
I have no idea.
40?
40, yeah.
Okay. And wait, what was the final score? I blacked out.
54-51.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
My goodness.